A word for you from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 20. And Saul said to Samuel, "But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me, and brought back Agag king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." Here is the ultimate self-deception. Was he kohli sa u Saul? Because here, in this context, he is hearing from God, through Samuel, that he has not obeyed the very clear command, go and utterly destroy everything of the Amalekites. Remember that they were the offspring of Esau. They had persecuted, attacked, and killed God's people. And God is showing here the revenge we ought to have on sin, our sin. It is not a license to kill. Instead, it is a license to attack sin by his grace, through the cross, through his resurrection. But if you are like Saul, you deceive yourself. Gobawati, impela ngigwenzile gonke akshilo uNkulunkulu. And he deceived himself, for he says, "I have obeyed the voice of God. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." And yet in the very next sentence, he has to admit, "But the people took the plunder, the sheep and the oxen." Kushuguti wazi kohlisa wamtshela uSamuel ukuthi yibona abantu, yibona ababe bamba izimvu nezinkabi nani nani. He doesn't blame himself. He forgets that he is the king. He had the choice. He had the power. God had anointed him and given him the power. But he willingly, purposefully deceived himself. Are you perhaps like Saul today, where you live under the impression that you are doing God's will, and you are so convinced of yourself that you actually begin to believe yourself? Abanye uma sebengene sonweni bazikholwa. Instead of believing God, they believe themselves. An alcoholic sometimes will utterly deny to a person's face that he's drunk everything, anything. He's left bottles around the house. He'll deny that there's any alcohol within reach, and he actually begins to believe it. Are you like that? That you are self-deceived? Uzikhohlisa?